Hey everyone, my name is Justin Gravatt, and I'm excited to share with you today a short clip from Trip Allman. Trip is our Director of Summit Semester Program Services. This audio is from our Summit Online program, where you can join in-depth lectures by world-class Christian speakers, engage in group discussions, and participate in interactive breakout sessions, all from the comfort and convenience of your home. If you'd like to learn more about Summit Online, I'll put a link in the description. In this clip, Trip will explore ideas around the nature of evil, where did evil originate from, the importance of free will, and more. Let's listen in.
If we continue, we left off, I just left you with this idea that though evil is a real thing, it's not a thing, right? Let's go just a bit further with that, and it'll help us get into the Christian story of reality. To answer, I think it was Philip just a minute ago that asked the question, did God create evil? No, God did not create evil. It's not a created sort of thing. It does exist, but it's not a created thing. It wasn't involved in God's original creation. The first two chapters of Genesis, and Dr. Jeff went over this the other day, we see that everything was good, that tob meob, very good, so good, the ultimate of good. Now, the pinnacle of God's good creation was his image bearers, us, mankind. Apparently, part of that goodness that God bestowed upon us was a moral freedom. The freedom to be in a relationship with God. We were created in a perfect, even relationship with God. That's part of the God's image sort of thing. To be sub-rulers of this world, to have dominion over it, and to be in this perfect relationship with him. But again, part of that relationship and this kind of relationship that God apparently thought was an ultimate form of relationship was the moral freedom. And when I say moral freedom, that is the freedom to choose good or to choose against good. If God is the standard of what is good, then that is the freedom to choose God or to choose not God. When we see depicted in that original story of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, we see that option presented in a tangible sort of way, that they truly had the ability to choose God or to choose to go against God. Now, God thought, for whatever reason, that this moral freedom was worth and this kind of relationship was worth what he knew would come. So let's keep going with this particular story, the story of reality. What is evil? If evil is not a created thing, then what is it? Where did it come from? I think that the best way that I've heard it talked about, and this is going to get us into the heart realm of the question here, the relational aspect. St. Augustine refers to evil as a privation of the right order of things. A privation of the right order of things. And if you just stop and consider for a moment, the way that we talk about evil requires negative words to be used. So we take something that's supposed to be, and we say it's a negation of that. When we say evil, you know, we point at evil and we say, that's not right. That's not the way that it's supposed to be. That's messed up. It's because there's a way that it's supposed to be, and when we depart from that, that's where evil comes in. We have some other words that we use like this as a thing but not a thing. A whole. What's a whole? Is it a thing? Well, in a way, it's a thing. In another way, it's where some stuff isn't anymore. It's, you take dirt, right? If you use a tool or your hands or a shovel and you remove some dirt, the hole is where the dirt is not any longer. Same sort of thing with evil when Augustine calls it the privation of the right order of things. So when the good is removed or taken away, when a departure from what is the standard of good begins, that is where evil is. That is what evil is. Now, so how did this happen in the story of of reality, this moral freedom that was given to human beings, mankind exercised that moral freedom and went against the standard of what is good, thus by introducing evil into the story. Now, it seems like a previous evil, at least in the spiritual realm, was also present. And from what we know of the story, it was a similar kind of thing. We don't have to necessarily go there just to say that evil was brought in to play by the free will actions of mankind. And before we start going to blame Adam and Eve, we have to incorporate ourselves in that as well, because how often have you freely chosen to do evil?
Thanks for listening to this short clip from Trip Allman. If you'd like more material that speaks to the complex problem of evil, suffering, and pain, check out summit.org/resources for more content. Thanks, and we'll see you next time.